From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The death toll from massive explosions in the Chinese port city of Tianjin has risen to 104, including 21 firefighters, according to official sources. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated the industrial neighborhood in the northeastern city. Chinese Central Television is reporting rescue operations have been suspended today after a fresh fire broke out near the scene. The TV channel said a car lightly damaged during the explosion caught fire. Beijing News is reporting everyone within a 3-kilometer radius of the explosion site is being forcibly evacuated because of possible chemical contamination. Sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical that can be deadly, has been detected near the scene, according to police cited by the paper. A Syrian rebel group says a ceasefire negotiated with the Syrian army and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah has collapsed, and fighting has resumed in the strategic northern town of Zabadani and two nearby villages. The 72-hour truce in rebel-held Zabadani near the Lebanese border and the Shiite settlements of Fua and Kafraya, the last two government-held villages in Idlib provinces, was reached earlier this week and was supposed to last until Sunday. But Ahrar al-Sham, the main rebel group involved in the negotiation, said they resumed military operations after talks failed. Government forces and allies were shelling rebel positions in Zabadani, according to a spokesperson for the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The Italian Navy says at least 40 migrants are dead and an unknown number of others rescued from what local media are describing as an overcrowded people smugglers boat just off the coast of Libya. A Navy statement on Twitter said the rescue operation was ongoing. Europe has been flooded by migrants this year. This is VOA News. German lawmakers are expected to vote Wednesday on whether to approve a third bailout for Greece. Both Greek lawmakers and Eurozone finance ministers now back the deal, but Lisa Brandt reports from Paris that hurdles still remain.
A number of Eurozone parliaments must vote on it, starting with Germany, one of the biggest bailout skeptics. The European Commission wants parliaments to pass the deal by Wednesday to allow Greece to repay the $3.6 billion it owes the European Central Bank by deadline. Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup head Jeroen Dijsselbloem hailed the agreement at a press conference in Brussels.
It's comprehensive. It addresses the main challenges, both on reaching sound public finances to return to growth, but also structural policy frameworks. And it safeguards financial stability.
IMF chief Christine Lagarde said the bailout agreement is an important step forward, but more needs to be done. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month, working toward full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years.
The policies of the past have not led to a democratic transition in Cuba. It would be equally unrealistic to expect normalizing relations to have, in a short term, a transformational impact.
Some on Capitol Hill want to normalize relations with Cuba. Others want to keep a long-standing embargo against Havana. Mr. Kerry and Mr. Obama want it to end. The Iraqi government has promised sweeping reforms to fight corruption, which activists say could ease the country's security crisis. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
For weeks, protesters in Iraq sweltered through temperatures, sometimes in the 50s, demanding electricity. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi then promised widespread reforms and began firing high-level officials whom he deemed corrupt. Carnegie Middle East Center scholar Renaud Mansour says anti-corruption reforms could also help Iraq fight Islamic State by centralizing security forces.
This is a way for him to say that we need to begin to institutionalize the security sector away from what's happening now in Iraq, which is the state essentially being at the behest of different paramilitary groups.
The self-proclaimed Islamic State has controlled large portions of Iraq and Syria for over a year, despite a U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
In this weekly address, President Barack Obama noted the year since unarmed teenager Michael Brown was shot and killed by police in Ferguson, Missouri, has seen progress, but more remains to be done. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.